Alrighty.
Okay, today is a special meeting of the NACO Governing Board, Tuesday, October 15th, 2019, at 6:55 a.m. Ms. Romero is absent at this moment, but she will be here eventually, or shortly. We have Donna and Mr. Macklin and Mr. Olmos and myself present. Item 1A and call to order and pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B, adoption of the agenda. I'd like to move to adopt the agenda for the special meeting of October 15th.
I'll second that.
Mr. Elmo seconds. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item 2, discussion, action, and old business. We have none, so we're moving past item 2. And item 3, new business of a timely manner, presentation, discussion, and possible action regarding the AFR. So we have a time limit on this, so today that's why we're having this meeting. I just want to make that clear that the reasoning behind having our meeting this early in the morning for transparency's sake is to make sure that we get this in the mail as we have a deadline on this, and this evening would be too late. So anyway, that's why we're here. So we're going to move into presentation, discussion, and possible action regarding the AFR. Okay, so let's see. So, Donna, you know what I realized on here is like, and I'm going to start out just on page 1 of 9, if you don't mind. Are you okay with that? Obviously we have the property tax. So we pull in, we began with $247,551 on the funds available. And then the property tax, we got $164,548. And then I realized down here we have tuition from individuals excluding summer school, individuals from summer school. I didn't even know that they had this. I have never noticed about the summer school and stuff. Other Arizona districts, tuition out of state. So, and then you get down to intermediate, state, federal, and everything looks fine. But would you also just let us know when we get to our own tuition? And do we have any students that paid tuition?
No, ma'am.
Not a one?
Not a one, no.
That's strange, isn't it?
We all have students that show proof of residence
right here
in NACO.
Okay.
We pay tuition out, but we don't have any that we charge tuition to.
Okay. I've been asked that question by someone residing down here, so that's pretty much what prompted me to ask you that. So do you want to have anything you want to... I noticed that I didn't see any deficiencies. Whenever we get to like support services, we have a minus 94%, but that's not really a deficiency, right?
Correct. Those are just things that where the budget says $15,000, we only spent $123, and that is the reason for the 15%.
Okay.
Or 94%, I'm sorry.
And the other thing, too, I just, on the first page, since we're on it, our daily membership should go up. Right now, we're running about 320, close to 320 kids. So, and I know that there's an altar reading for the, like, kindergarten and stuff, but I think our numbers are still going to be higher
as
we go into this year. So we underestimated what you should do when you do the budget. So we should be good there, too, as we move forward for the upcoming year.
So right now we're hovering at the same attendance as we did as with the prior administrator, and I know that our attendance had been higher than that. For years we hovered way over that, but that's pretty good that you're holding there.
So that will help us to we use the title money to split the rooms and things, but with the higher attendance that brings in more state funding, so that
Yeah, our absentee rate is down also, so which is very good.
We've only had one or two really bad days. The kids are showing up, and we've got some different incentives for them to try to do better on some of our academic stuff. So,
Tim, you know, the thing is, attendance has always been an issue here, and it's probably been the thing that holds these kids back the most. And the majority of it is because they do come from another country, and so when something happens down there, it affects them getting over here. And so it's always been an issue, but I always told them, you know, the main thing is that you have to be here. And if you're here, you're going to do great, you know, but you can't do great if you are not showing up. So, and it's a parental thing too, you know. So do we have anything you want to cover on 2 of 9?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to keep moving if you guys don't mind.
That's right.
And then if you have anything you want to address, Donna, you holler at me.
I will.
Okay, so the next page, revenues, expenditure, functions, classroom site fund. Mostly classroom site fund on this page. So that's page 3.
Mm-hmm.
We good moving on?
Yep.
Okay, page 4 of 9. I was curious, of the land and improvements, how do we come up with $334,549 for land and improvements?
I think this is this was established several years ago, but it is just any, like the fencing we did this last year.
Right.
That raises.
Oh, right.
Number.
That's a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah.
So that raised that number up.
And that was Marauder that did all this fencing, huh?
Not all the fencing. We did the fencing towards the back side.
The back.
Where we have another opening now by between the tennis courts and the baseball field.
Oh, right.
For fire drills and stuff. So that was one piece that we added last year. And then things like that are land and improvements. So the property itself, and then any improvements like that, we do get increased in land.
See, I'd forgotten about the fencing, and that really stacks up.
Sure.
So, okay, thank you, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. Page 5. Let's see. So here we have the federal projects, the Title I, Title II, Title IV, V, III, VII, VI, and we have all kind of the Medicaid, all kinds of stuff on here. E-rate. E-rate is kind of shocking what we do pay for our technological thing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this page you will see as showing the ending balance in the negative. This is because the completion report had not been done prior to this report,
mm-hmm.
and monies had not come in to take care of those expenses.
So that would be the Title I, for example.
All of them.
Right.
Much, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll iron out, and that's why the deficit's
absolutely.
On those. Okay. Moving on.
We actually will have a carryover.
Yes.
Fairly significant carryover.
In Title I especially. And well, in all of them, I think we have carryover.
And the important thing, too, I think to know with the E-rate, the biggest thing that we have going now is bringing fiber optic and better internet down to NACO. It's actually a project of Jackie Clay's, and they're bringing it in to, I think, 9 and 13 of the schools
right.
in the county. And so that's something that the E-rate money for next year could, as long as we get that project going, will be higher. But the E-rate, the thing about E-rate is whatever we purchase, like when we go out, last year the school purchased 2 access points. Well, access points are something, if we just do the paperwork, we get the money back from the government. So I asked, you know, because we didn't do that, and you know, so there was a question of whether we had purchased enough to have qualify under E-rate, or it was it worth the amount we were going to get back to do the paperwork. So Ms. Morgan was, you know, going to kind of clarify me on that point, because we did it. We just bought them outright instead of going through E-rate. So.
Well, and see, the thing was, is that remember they said in our audit that we had paid the wrong year for the E-rate, and so did they reimburse us for that?
They had reimbursed us, but the money went into the wrong fiscal year, was posted in the wrong fiscal year.
Oh, so that was the issue. Gotcha. Okay, thank you. So we got that all figured out, too.
Yes.
Huh? Great. All righty. So moving on to items, page 6. This is our other funds, instructional improvement, all the other emergency deficiencies, all that stuff. So student activities, and so this is a pretty minimal thing here, and the only thing we have is extracurricular activities fees, because that comes in as school gets started, we accumulate money for that.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Moving on to item 7, or page 7. Alrighty. So here, on administration, I was a little confused by this, $299,571.
You're taking all the funds, and anything that was classified in those function codes comes into that $299,000.
Okay.
You had about $90,000 in M&O, and then in some of the other funds, of course, that included, well, you had more than that. You had 23 and 2,500 function codes.
Mm-hmm.
That brought in the $299,000 between those two function codes.
So we don't have on here specifically the administration... the salary on here by itself.
Is salary included in there? No, not
okay.
By itself. It's part of the $299,000.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. Unless anybody has something? Okay. Page 8. So here's where we have our tuition to other districts. About 2 years ago, we were paying $800,000 in tuition for the kids going to the high school. And then we went up to $1 million, like when Mr. Morales was here. And then now we're hitting $1,073, and that's the increase in students.
Yes.
And so the question is, if we have 44 of our students leaving NACO school, graduating from the eighth grade. Hi, good morning. We have so many students graduating. When they go to the high school, we should literally have 44 students who are paying tuition for. Is that correct?
But you've got four grades.
Well, yeah, I'm just talking about the freshmen. Just start there.
So you have 44 in ninth.
And see, two of those students didn't go to Bisbee High. One went to Tombstone, one went somewhere else. So literally, we should be paying for 42. But at some point, we're going to have to get a breakdown of the students that leave, and we're going to work on that.
And we do. I do get a breakdown. I can go on to the Arizona Department of Ed website, and I get breakdown by 9, 10, 11, 12 grade that are from here, the district of residence and the district of attendance. So I can bring in that sheet one day.
Okay.
So you can see where it breaks it.
And do we have an ability to cross-reference those with we have a dropout rate, you know?
Not by name. Just the amount of students.
Bisbee said they would send us, because I went to Jackie Clay and asked for that. So she said they would send us a breakdown of all of the kids that are charged off to our district. Donna just gets the numbers for each grade.
Right. And we always paid it. And I think at this point we need to cross-reference some of that, for we're not paying more than we have to.
Because some of the kids have never been, and I don't know how that all works, because if that, I believe what happens is when they put that in, those numbers, those kids... We get money for the kids they're claiming, and then that money, we're just like a flow through.
Right.
Right.
So we're not really paying this out of our budget. We're paying this from money from the state that comes to us that goes to them. So yeah, I don't believe we would get any money if their numbers are off. The way I understand it, after talking with Jack, if their numbers were off, that's just money the state is sending to us to give to them. So that money would just drop, but we wouldn't.
It's not coming out of pocket,
as far as I understand.
Well, and I have to tell you that whenever we started paying tuition, we never paid tuition before. And then whenever we had Marsh or Ward, which was a few back, and I was still here, my girls were at school with Ward, but that's whenever all this unraveled and they started charging us tuition. We never paid tuition before for our kids going to.
See, that money should have charged. The state should have just sent them the money. So
right.
I don't understand why, because we're a K-8 district. So, I don't understand why we get funding.
It's weird.
For their kids. It just
never seemed right, and I think it's something we're going to have to discuss at some point. But we never paid tuition until, Ward was here. And when Covington, it was when Covington came in and she rattled, she shook up. You remember that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But it is a statute that we do that. Though.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It is by
statute. So I don't know how we. At that point in time when the legislature changed.
We just dodged the bullet for a long time. Okay, thank you. Perfect. Okay, do you have work? What time do you go to work today?
I'm good. I have to go to the range and call.
Okay, so we're okay. We're doing okay right now. Okay. Page 9 of 9. We're getting there. Page 9 of 9. So 2300, the general administration, that would be the salary there.
Correct.
Okay. And, all right. And then down here, we have the construction you explained, the most recent construction at 2091. What was that?
I'm sorry. Oh, 2091 was the fencing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the fencing.
Gotcha. Right. I'm moving on. Ready? Will you have questions, though?
No.
He's lacking. Oh, this is one of one. That's why. It's, I have it in the wrong place. Okay.
Yeah, it takes filling in the first 9 pages to get to the page.
Okay. So page 1 of 1. Oh, you have, okay, gotcha. Alrighty, so let's see. This whole page, you only have a couple deficits here. And then was a maintenance and operation, which you always kind of, that's not it. That's not, why is the maintenance and operation, though, over $2 million?
I'm sorry.
Maintenance and operation at the top.
Mm-hmm.
We have $247,000 in revenue. Over $2 million. That's the money that came in.
Correct. That okay. matches with page 1.
Okay, and then down at federal projects, that deficit there.
That's from the page we did talk about where there was no money that came in from the completion report.
Okay, I'm just asking if we have, uh-huh. you know, and then extracurricular. That's like our yearbook stuff like that. We don't make money on that until we start doing it.
Right.
Right.
Right. And it started as a deficit the year before, so we're trying to make that up also.
Mhm. And so, I think that's it, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Do you have any questions? Do you want to call Brisa and see, let her know if she had any questions about this? I would feel better if she was involved in the decision, don't you think?
I will.
We have a quorum already.
Yeah, but we're good with a quorum.
She has a little bit of a, well, not a little bit, but she has some expertise on this stuff.
Right. And see, it's easier for me to look at this, a paper thing, than online, because I hate scrolling up and down. I know you grew up with that technology.
We are sitting here.
But it's harder for me.
And I have, unfortunately, and budget found that there were 3 pens there, because I do have you to each assign all these several times. So.
That's okay. Are you okay to talk?
We're standing by. We're checking with Brisa at this time, before we go into a vote.
We weren't sure if you had any questions, but you were the one with the most expertise, so we thought we'd call you. Okay, hang on. She forgot about this. All right.
Guys, so, I am so sorry. I totally forgot about the meeting today. I apologize.
You're not fired.
Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm on time to work. Everything's running great. Of course not.
No.
I am so sorry. I am so
Brisa,
sorry.
Brisa, it's okay. It could have been me. It wouldn't be him, but it could have been me. So, anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
So, did you look at the thing online?
Yes.
Okay. And so did you have any questions? We just went through a page at a time, and we have justified everything, and everything looks good. So do you have any questions, or are you ready? Do you want to take a vote, or you want to discuss
something? Yeah, you know what? I don't have any questions. I'm fine with it, as long as you guys are okay also, because, I mean, I don't want to...
We just had a few questions, and we got the answers, and just everything looks good. It's all justified, and so it is what it is. And so there's nothing we can do to change it, but this is the best possible thing we can do. So.
Okay, that sounds great with me too, guys.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we're going back to our agenda. We have item three, new business of a timely manner, presentation, discussion, possible action regarding the AFR. And so at this time, I'd like to move to adopt the agenda for the financial report for the AFR at this time. If I get a second. Okay, two members second. Brees a second. Aye.
Yes, I second that motion.
Okay, ayes.
Aye.
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 Aye, three ayes. Okay, motion carries. Good job. Okay, so Brisa.
Ask Brisa not to hang up until we're done.
And don't hang up here.
Okay, I will.
Three ayes. So that motion carries. Okay, so we're moving on to adjournment. I'd like to adjourn this meeting at this time, if I could get a second.
A second.
Mr. Rommel seconds. Ayes.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.